In the late 1800s, a rural roadside advertising tradition began when mail pouch tobacco signs were painted on barns in Ohio and West Virginia. The signs said, "Chew mail pouch tobacco," and they were commonplace. More than 12,000 barns were painted with that message in bold letters. The men who painted these signs were known as wall dogs, barn lizards, and barn massagers. But over time, and in response to highway beautification legislation, much of their handiwork was painted over. On this episode of County Lines, producer Renee Wild meets a man who is helping revive the art of barn painting.
Traffic is rushing along State Route 81, a few miles east of the city of Lima. Just a stone's throw off this busy highway, Scott Hagen is using a small paintbrush to outline the words, "Welcome to Allen County," across the side of a large red barn. Hagen is known as the barn artist, and he just might be one of the last remaining people to carry on this rural tradition. Hagen never considered himself an artist growing up, and he has no formal art training. But one day when he was 19, he decided to paint a picture of the Tasmanian devil on the side of his dad's barn in Belmont County.
I told Dad about it. And I went in to get the ladder, and I was setting up my ladder, and he was mowing the pasture just below the barn. And while I'm putting the ladder up, I heard him shut down the mower and the tractor, and in a real calm voice he said, "Hey, I don't want a devil in my barn." So I think it took another week or two to go back to the drawing board to figure out, well, what can I paint? I want people to like it. So I painted the Ohio State Buckeye, Blocko, and Brutus mascot on the barn.
Since then, Hagen has hand-painted custom designs on 600 barns in Ohio and around the country. When he was first starting out on this career path, he sought the advice of another Belmont County resident, Harley Warwick, a man who was famous for painting the iconic mail pouch tobacco signs on rural barns throughout the country. Warwick showed Hagen the ropes of being a barn painter, literally.
He was real gracious about talking to me about the scaffolding and the type of equipment that he was using. And so that was really nice to get to meet him, and he showed me the ropes and pulleys and how they were doing things, how he did things, how to tie the knots quickly. And so for about a year and a half, I used the rope and pulleys like he did.
Just as Hagen's career was starting up, Warwick was coming to the end of a long life, so the two never really got to trade too many stories. Only around 100 of Warwick's hand-painted mill patch tobacco barns remain, and are now listed as historic landmarks in Ohio. Hagen is pleased to carry on the barn advertising tradition, even as the rural landscape is changing.
A lot of what I'm doing, they're not working farms anymore. I mean, some are, some aren't, but more and more, it's just a building that people happen to own, and that's a little bit sad to see. But it's really fun and enjoyable time when it's still a working farm. People are using it for farming. I was just in Connecticut a couple weeks ago and doing two silos, and I painted a flag on the guy's barn. But they own a ice cream shop. But meeting the folks there and what they do, making the ice cream, the brother is still running the farm. He's 60 years old, and he's out baling hay, square bales by himself. I jumped on the wagon one day just to help him for an hour, just to say I did it, you know. But we still text almost daily now, "Hey, how are you doing?" And he'll ask me how things are in Ohio, and it's so much fun to meet the people. Outside of barn painting, one of my favorite things to do is I do a lot of work for schools and their gymnasiums. I really like doing those because I get to transform the gym. High school gyms, and especially a lot of the areas I work, especially in the rural area, it is really the center focal point of the community. It's where everything happens. And the sense of pride that goes into that, and that's what the gym is. It's a pride of the community.
Hagen's come a long way from the kid who wanted to paint a cartoon character on the side of his family barn. For the past 20 years, his work keeps him crisscrossing Ohio and all over the U.S., as traditional barn advertising is experiencing a small resurgence in popularity.
You know, I'd like to say I had a big part of the resurgence in a sense. I think One reason why I've been busy is because no one really uses a brush anymore. No one else wants to do that type of work. Those days are just gone. I mean, it can be printed, it's faster and probably more economical, and it's just easier for the most part. But what I do is just a lot different.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Lima, Ohio.
In 2017, legislation was passed to designate the barn as Ohio's official state historical architectural structure. To see photos of the barn from this story, or to hear more stories from County Lines, visit our website, wyso.org. County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.